You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
And we keep saying over and over, you can be a part of the show anytime by calling 13 27 10. But you can also hit us up on our Triple M website, our Facebook page. And that is exactly what one of our listeners have done. Lisa Friedman, she's just got in contact with us, Cherie, having listened to our show this afternoon. And we were banging on about, say, those kids at Talabudra who don't get the message about social distancing. Well, she's got a couple of boys, as I understand it, who are at home, but they're not getting the message of how serious all of this is. And Lisa joins us right now. G'day, Lisa. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm just going to read your email, if that's okay, that you just shot us at the show. You say, I need help explaining to two teenage boys the extent of this disease and how they're not allowed to go outside, and you just wanted to vent. You say, your boys are not getting the message, right?
I have a 16-and-a-half-year-old boy and a 12-year-old. Now, the 16-year-old is keen to go surfing. He's keen to go fishing. He's keen to do everything with his friends right now. Now, his friend's mum and I are on the same page. They wanted to go fishing in the same car this afternoon down to Emerald Lakes. That apparently is okay, according to them.
But you know what the argument is?
I've got with my 16-year-old, I am a teacher aide in a private school, in a public school. So I've had to go to work today, the whole week. That class is essential. My two kids don't get the difference and how serious this is between essential, exercise and non-essential.
Yeah.
What is it?
Jack.
Jack, put Jack on the phone. I want to chat to Jack. Yeah, Jack, Chuck, I've had Jack of Jack. That's what I've had, Cherie.
Jack, come here. Serious. Come here. See,
whack Jack on the phone. Put him on the phone.
Jack, come here, please. This is Jack Luke. Jack doesn't think
the rules apply to him.
Jack, can you come here, please? You're on the radio.
Come on,
put him on. He's so big, he won't even come to the phone, Luke.
Oh, he's pussing out. He's pussing out now. Well, he'll be listening to this.
You're pussing out because you won't even own up.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least
I'm from work today, and he's absolutely had a big argument with me because I will not let him go fishing to Emerald Lakes tonight.
Oh, okay. Well,
here's some advice to me. You tell Luke, to Jack to go and Google some of the patients and how their horrific deaths are from COVID-19, and you ask him if he'd like his grandparents or his parents to be suffering through that, or for him for that matter, because there are young people dying from this disease.
That's what my argument is. It doesn't discriminate anymore. You've got healthy people in this world who have no underlying issues, no medical problems, that are dying on their own.
Yes.
These kids on the Gold Coast and around the world do not understand, and I know the government is trying to address everything. They need to make an address specifically to kids and teenagers so they understand.
Well, I want to chat to Jack. I want to just say to Jack, because Jack could be listening to this. Jack, first of all, mate, grow a set. You should have hopped on the phone and copped it like a man, all right? So you've got some growing up to do. He'll be listening to this, don't worry. And the other thing is that, Jack, you've got to start thinking of people other than yourself. And I'm not just referring to you, mate, but I'm talking to all people your age who don't get the severity of this. And I understand it because you've never seen anything like it before in your lifetime, mate. But guess what? None of us have. And, you know, it was people only a few years older than you, Jack, back in the day, back in your grandfather's times, that were being asked to go off and fight wars, mate. Three years older than what you are, Jack. And you're being asked to not go fishing with your mates. That's all you got to do, Jack. That's all you got to do. And you know what? Who you got to do it for? You got to do it for your grandfather, because they're the ones that are going to die from this, mate. You and your mates probably not going to be. You're going to be okay. But, mate, do the right thing. You're probably a really decent young man who doesn't get the severity of it. But believe it, mate, if someone as dumb as me can get my head around it, you can as well.
Yes,
so come
exactly.
on, Jack. Do the right thing.
It's the whole of the teenager generation. They are not getting the severity of this worldwide disease.
In the words of one wise Gold Coast woman, one Cherie Everett, pull your friggin' heads in. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Hopefully someone hears it and we do have a band together. Thank you very much. You're doing a great job, boys.
Thank you. Good on you.
And you know, well, the funny thing, Luke, is that a lot of men back in the Second World War, they would lie about their age, and they were only 16 when they got sent off because they were desperate to defend their country. And I tell you what, all these douchebag kids of today would be crying in their undies, wanting their mummy sucking their thumb if they had to go to war.
How am I supposed to update my Instagram or do my TikTok videos if I'm fighting
God,
a war?
Oh, my God, someone's shooting.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.